In weiß einen Strom, das dann herrliche Flug, weiß wunderbar stille der Klang, der Traletten glänzt, wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer gibt, da Jugend aufsetzt das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig dich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar, es schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, macht die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm
und such diesen herrlichen Strom.
Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig licht. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut. Doch Jesu Magie setzt sie sich, sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sünde, vergaß für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn dürstet, der komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut. Nur während den Strome gewaschen sie hat, das Angesicht Gottes anschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb, o Glaube, es fließt für dich.
You don't have to go look for it. We found it for you. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is believe us. We put our life on the line to go find it.
My hope is in the Lord. From this time on and evermore, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. I stand in awe within the presence of the Lord, in whom the wisdom of the ages lies, and whom the raging of the sea subsides. The living sacrifice, the only source of life. My hope is in the Lord, from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercy come with every rising sun, to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercies come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening, the sign that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with horrors encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, her national outlong dethroned.
Today she's calling, her ladder rain's falling. Return all distress to your own.
The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking,
and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky.
God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near.
God still moves in the hearts of his people. God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. God still moves in the hearts of his people. God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. God still moves in the hearts of his people. God still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves.
Wing up the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. No Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Come take my hand and
let's agree together that all our enemies will crumble at our feet.
For whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we can
cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, for many years he's tried to stop us.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in all shapes and sizes.
He does.
Just when you don't expect it, he shows up. Trying to stop us. Trying to intimidate us.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep going. We get his number.
That's right. That's the key. Have his number.
And we've had a lot of guys come around trying to...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. But the thing, they think they can intimidate us. And we know 2 or 3 days ahead of time that they're coming,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to show up. Not all the time. Sometimes he surprises you. How mean he can be. He shows up here with these antichrists.
Mm-hmm.
These preachers sometimes. But we get his number. And we get these thugs' number too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not of God, you know.
And when you will look at his history, you know, things will make sense, but you know, people are so ignorant about what he's up to, you know, and they just are asleep. They don't even know that they have an adversary, that there is an adversary out there, and he wants to come in and he wants to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah, he has one ambition, to keep everybody out of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He's real. We have an enemy, and the mm-hmm. people, they go about like there's no enemy.
That's right.
He loves that complacency.
Yeah.
But we're sober, we're vigilant, we're on to him, we got his number, we know exactly who he works through.
Mm-hmm.
He works through these zealots and through these scribes and these Pharisees and these thugs. And that's where he works mostly. But he'll work wherever he can get his dirty hands
mm-hmm.
on. And it's good to have his number. We got to stay above him. We got to stay sober, vigilant, fast, and pray, and that we don't fall into his traps. He's got so many traps, and you need the Holy Ghost to alert you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you don't have the Holy Ghost to... If you're not alert, like if you fell fast asleep, he can come in. He could throw something at you, like he took when you observed, and how he took Tim Relaford out.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, he doesn't even know he's been doing.
He doesn't even know. Yeah.
That Jesus some cried, saying loud and oblique. Wenn Herz zu der selbige Sturm, dann blick nur auf ihn, denn der Vater geschickt, der einst auch für die Wahrheit verwohnt. Sie in der See, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen glauben, er blickt, wenn Herz zu derselbigen Sturm. O, hat nicht ein Jesus getragen die Schuld, gebildet am Kreuz auch für ihn. O, floss nicht sein Blut voller Warm und der Hut, alles um für mich und für mich. Sie, sie, sie,
in der See, weil Jesus am Kreuz sehen Glauben erblickt, wer heilt zu derselbigen Stund. Dein Weinen und deine Gebet ist es nicht, woher du mit Gottes versehen. Das Blut deines Heilands befreit von Gericht, ist der mit Gnade gekrönt. Oh, es ist in der See, wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen Glauben erblickt, wer heilt zu derselbigen Stund. O zweifel ich länger und glaub es gewiss, du hast nun sonst nicht mehr zu tun. Dein Jesus ertrat auch für dich in dem Riss, in ihm kannst du seliglich ruhen. Wer Jesus am Kreuz sehen Glauben erblickt, wer heilt zu derselbigen Stund.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He's marching direct. The day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And this is already set. And you and I know we got it. We know exactly right to the day. We did. It's amazing how crystal clear everything is. When you got a focus set on the Word, on the Lord. When you're single to the heart, when you're not attractive. With the things all around you. We've got a crystal clear picture. Midnight Cry. October the 15th, 2021. From there on, right to the day, we can tell you when the marching on will bump right into the day of the Lord. Right to the day. It's the day of the Lord. 1,260 days from October the 15th, 2021. And then that's the middle of the 70th week of Daniel, and then 42 months. And then right then and there, you're marching right into it. You can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. Not even God can stop it. Not even Jesus can stop it. Like this one guy. Don't you think if we all got together and prayed, that revelation won't happen? What a low life to think that. And he was serious.
He had no respect of God and his word.
You're going to just be galloping right. It's going to gallop right into it. You're going to bump right into it because the day's already set. Actually, it was set way before the foundation of the world when God had himself a blueprint. Everything is set and decided.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't no backing up. America is in for judgment,
that's
rejecting
right.
The prophet. Rejected the prophet. Rejected the message for your day. That's why they're headed for judgment.
Mm-hmm. And that's why this world is in darkness. It's because, especially the Gentiles, the world is in darkness, you know. because of rejecting what God had for their day and hour. And you're going to see judgment coming in if a person likes it or not. But that's what really happened to the Christian world, Laodicea, is that they rejected what God had for them. And there's a lot of people out there that are so anti-Brother Branham because they don't have the spirit of the living God in them. John said, he that heareth us is of God. He was saying that, and that stream continues on. You know, when God has been moving, he that heard Brother Branham was of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what God used. They just continue that stream down from the apostles' hour, what John said. And the same way today, and the Lord gave me that scripture some years ago, about 7 years ago, you know, he that heareth us is of God. He that does not hear us is not of God. And that's just simply because we're continuing on that stream that God had for the Laodicea church hour. We're just continuing on that. And God sent a prophet. And if people do not bring that with them, they are going to deceive you and lead you astray, and you're going to be part of that Roman Catholic regime that's out there, because there's only two entities. There's only God and the devil.
Amen to that. We'll continue from yesterday, and there's so much in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Lord gave me. The thousand sin the hunde und die Zauberer und die Hure und die Totschläger und die Abgöttischen und alle die Lied haben und tun die Liege. That's in Revelation 22. That you'll find that in verse 15. And draußen sind die Hunde. Well, for without are the dogs,
mm-hmm.
the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers, idolaters, and whoever loving and making a lie. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. See, you and I, we're within the chamber. And outside of that chamber, outside of that stream, outside of that ministry of these seven angels that Jesus said he's going to send, outside of that, there's a Satan out there, and God knew there's a Satan out there, and he expected us to be sober, to be vigilant, and we expected us to go via the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it, and we dug it out, and there are certain scriptures that the Lord brings to my attention. He can wake me up in the middle of the night and just give me a scripture, then it's up to me to go dig it out. I found it one day. This is going to be eternal life that they believe in them who I will send. I've read it probably 100 times over, but it wasn't until the Lord illuminated it how very important that scripture is. This will be eternal life that they believe in them who I will send. Everybody wants eternal life. The whole world out there, their mechanism is geared. They go to church because they want eternal life. At the end of the day, they want eternal life. That's why they go to church. That's why they do what they're doing. But see, they don't follow the pattern that God has set. This is going to be eternal, that they believe in them whom I will send. And we know he sent these seven angels. You and I, everything is so simple and so cut and dry, simply because one day we decided to follow Jesus, and then the Lord wanted to see if we're really serious. If we just lip service, you want to follow Jesus, I'm going to test you. I'm going to see if you really want to follow Jesus. And then he allowed the devil to test us and to throw everything at us they can, and we just kept on going. They said, well, you don't have no children. You don't have no wife. Well, it's up. Go for it. Because we have purpose in our heart. We're going to follow Jesus no matter what the devil does.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil, the Bible says, those of your own household will be your biggest foe. We've been attacked from this side, from that side, from family members, from everywhere, from these thugs in the pulpit, from these preachers, from these scribes and these Pharisees. But today they don't call them scribes and the Pharisees anymore. Every generation has a different word for it. Back in the Dark Ages, it was these Jesuits. It was these high Roman Catholic priests and all that. And then it changed. And then after the Reformation, it changed. Then it was these Jakob Hooters and these Andreas Ehrenpreis. Satan always changes the color. And today he changes the colors. He's got these people, they call themselves preachers. And, but they're not preachers, they're nothing but agents of Satan. But see, Satan has a way of trying to hide it and to kind of muddy up the picture, right, confuse everything. That's his game plan. Every time God does something, he brings in, just like at that early church, they were solid. They do exactly what God was doing. That's what he does. He brings in another line of thought just to create confusion. At first, it might sound so innocent, just like he did back in the garden. Adam and Eve had a perfect world. They had a perfect commission. They had a perfect law. The animal kingdom was in harmony. They had a glorious time back then. And then old Slewfoot comes in and just puts a kind of a, he puts a thought in your mind, like that slime bag that Lyle took. Hey, when we were fellowshipping with him, he comes along so sleazy and so slimy. That God real? Is it really a tribulation? Is there really the only tribulation there? And then he comes on, what's the cutoff really there? And then he comes on, the midnight cry, has it really happened? Slimy and sleazy. And I caught my spirit, picked it up right away. I stopped him dead right in the middle of the sentence. And he was pretty picked up because I was dealing with a spirit. He doesn't even know that the spirit has taken him over, that he would come along and try to pervert the picture. That's what the devil does. If you're not in the alert, he's going to take you out to hell and death, and you won't even know you've been took. And he uses whatever he can get his hands on. If a person is not sober, not vigilant, not completely, totally committed, he is going to go. The devil will use that individual to deceive you. And that's just the nature of the beast. Just that simple.
Okay, if you like when God put us together, like he put us together to preserve this truth, because one day, like I was, like we were so under attack, and I said, Lord, ever since you put us together, we've been faced with nothing but attacks after attacks. And I said, why did you even put us together? And the Lord, I wasn't even finished asking the Lord that, and he said to preserve this truth, because the devil, that Antichrist spirit, that as soon as Brother Jackson went off the scene, even before that, Antichrist spirit was already starting to invade with false teaching. That Strowman, that Tim McKay, and that other guy, and you know, these were invaders. That Antichrist spirit wants to invade. And as soon as Brother Jackson was off the scene, you know, I have never seen the likes. I always wondered how that worked, how that water baptism was so soon taken away from Christianity, that in 325 water baptism was changed to the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, when the early apostles baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Acts 2:38. And I was wondering, how could that happen? But I lived through it firsthand when Brother Jackson went off the scene, and that Antichrist spirit was full force, taking away what God has done in the Laodicea hour. And the first thing he likes to do is he makes sure that Brother Brenham is taken out of the equation, because if you take him out of the equation, you have no message, you have nothing. And that's why God put us together, is to preserve this truth. And One of our worst attacks was from our families, how they wanted to separate us. And that's why Jesus said, those of your own household will be your biggest foes. They think they're doing God a service, you know, but they don't know they're being used by the devil to do that. And we had to separate ourselves from our family because of that, because we didn't come upon this just stumbled across it. We had to fight through that religious system, that Antichrist spirit, in order to find what we have today. It was not just handed to us. It was tears, spending hours on our knees, crying out to God to show us the way. And then we brought us to that light that was shining in the Laodicea church, our brother Brennan, my brother Jackson. And here come all these people wanting to divert us from that, you know. And if you want to see the devil firsthand, you fall in line with what God has for your day and hour. And you're going to come face to face with the devil.
Yeah, he knows how to go after the juggler, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? He knows that the key for Laodicea is Brother Branham and Brother Jack. And guess what? He's got all his demons, all his attack is to make sure nobody finds that. He, mm-hmm. Like I say, he goes right for the juggler. But anyway, Revelation 20, it'll start at 22, I'll start in 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work, according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments. See, we're doing his command. We're obeying the Lord and the commandment here, and he's closing this down, that he's given us a mandate to hold on to the things that have been freely given to us by that apostolic and that and prophetic ministry. Blessed are they that do his commandments, and that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates of that city. Or without, that's outside of this channel, outside of these seven angels. Anything outside of that, believe you me, Satan has access to you because you let your guard down. This is where our safety net is. Mm-hmm. That's why you and I, we have it. So within that stream is everything that you need for daily living. And see, out there, it's pretty dangerous out there because Satan is on the loose. Every demon in hell is out there now. Just waiting, and what he's trying to do, he's trying to get you, he's trying to get you and me divided, he's trying to get us away from this truth, the very thing that keeps us in line, and he wants us out there so he can attack us. But see, as long as we stay within the confines of that stream, there's no way he can touch it. It says here, for without are the dogs, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loveth and maketh a lie. And, we did, like you were saying, we didn't just show up here one day. Mm-hmm. I spent many a night in prayer, sometimes waking up middle of the night in a cold sweat, realizing I'm living in that commune and that compound, and I'm not doing nothing for the Lord, because in that compound, you can't do nothing for the Lord Jesus Christ, because they got your hands tied. That thing that Satan is the head of it. Satan controls these cults, these Amish, and these Society of Brethren, these Hutterites, and these Mennonites. Satan has them tied up that they can't navigate, and the minute somebody comes in with the truth, they put you in the outs, mm-hmm. and they put you into shunning, and they do exactly what they did back in the Dark Ages. Like, but the thing of it is, back in the Dark Ages, the Catholic Church was the law of the land, you know, that mm-hmm. pope, they just controlled that whole European world, that when somebody opposed them, they would take them right down and burn them at the stake. But here in North America, they can't really do that, but they do everything else that they can, everything that's at their disposal. The Amish, they find you driving a car, if you're not driving the horse and buggy, they got ways to put you into shunning. And the same with the Society of the Brethren down in that Now in New York, they got a place up on the hill, a little house there, a little cabin. If somebody doesn't toe the line, they go up there until they can break his, make him submit to the leadership. And the same with the other rights. If you don't go along with their ideology, and then what they do, they got a certain punishments and things like that to try to break you. Then they got a, this. They put you down to the basement to eat something to humiliate and to break your spirit. And I watched them, I see how they did, and when it came to my turn to step up to the plate, they tried the same tricks with me. Well, first thing they did, well, you can't come to church here anymore. Well, I was always, because I spent years watching and observing how they operate and how they try to break you. The first thing they did, well, you can't come to church here anymore. This, that, and the other. But anyway, on and on the rhetoric went. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, we just pray that you keep us in line, keep us faithful and true to the things that you've shown us. Make us aware, make us sober and vigilant, Lord, because we have an adversary. We have many adversaries out and about seeking whom, if they can trip us up. But see, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit. We need the input that you will make us, allow us to be sober and vigilant and to be faithful right to the very end, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, whosoever will, let them come and partake of the waters of life for you, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. The devil knows who we are. Mm-hmm. He knows we got the goods, mm-hmm. See? And he's always on the prowl. And then it's like secondly what Jesus, what he did when he tried to attack Jesus, that he left him alone for a season. Just until he puts something together again. Then he comes at us from another angle. And then somebody comes knocking here in the door. Sometimes we're not even aware that's, so it is, and the Lord lets us know. Sometimes he lets us know. Sometimes he just show up and trying to trick us, trying to divert us, you know. But see, we're top of things. But we got to remember, the devil, he always goes for the juggler. Mm-hmm. He always goes for the main line, because he knows this here is the truth for the hour we're now living in. That's why the Lord put us together, so we can bounce things off each other. We need each other to stay in line, to continue on this journey and on this fight. And it doesn't matter what people think of us. We just know that we're about the Lord's business, and they can say, they can off and pop, and they can say whatever they want about us. It doesn't really matter to us, because we know where we're at. We know we got the truth. Mm-hmm. We know we're in that channel. We know we're in that strength, and we're not dumb to have to explain nothing to nobody. Because we know where we're at in time. We know everything right to the thing. We got the full counsel of God. We can go right back to the eternity path when God sat down in his hand himself of counsel, and he made himself a blueprint, and now the truth is ever since then, the truth keeps marching on, whether people are ready or not. When that flood came back in the day, that God was just marching on with the truth, and the people, they bumped right into that flood, and then they didn't even know that it's coming, because it said, as it was in the days of Noah, and as it was in the days of Lot, they did not know. Mm-hmm. The same thing today, people are so taken up with the things of this world, they do not know the hour that we're living in. That's why you and I, we keep beating the drum to 40 years, I've been trying to warn and put everything out there to warn people, and then they will come. It'll come exactly by in the scriptures, right to the day. We can tell you exactly in October to the, then in 2028, it's going to be all over but the cry. If we take time out, anybody can go and do it, because we give you the magic number. The magic number is October the 15th, 2021. That's when that countdown started. Mm-hmm. We got it right to the day. That's when that Yom Kippur was. That's when that seventh seal was opened. That's when Jesus went down to see the mercy. And that's when he went in and reached over for his kingly robe. And he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he hasn't taken full advantage of it yet. But he did. that the grace age is over, the high priest of Jesus being the high priest is over, everything is over, everything is galloping towards the day of the Lord. Whether people are ready for it or not, it'll just come and sweep it overnight. I was watching a documentary the other day about that volcano that buried Pompeii and that Hercules, the two cities there, and the Lord sent out warnings and 10 years prior to that, he sent the major earthquake there, and then that was back in 679 A.D., somewhere around there, and then that big hurricane, volcano came and buried that whole city. But see, before it happened, there were all kinds of warning signs. The birds disappeared, and the animals died because of the gases coming up. There was all the kinds of signs.
Yeah, the wells dried up.
Yeah, the wells quit running and everything because underneath the pressure was building up and building up, and then all of a sudden, one noon, I think it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that thing popped open and it just buried that city and the molten and rained right down through town square and completely buried that city. But see, the people didn't know. They could have known. The warning was out there just like today. The people don't know. They're so taken up with the wrong thing that they don't listen to us. They don't believe us. But see, all we're doing, we're putting out warning. It's not our job to go out there and convince people, twist their arms. It was about just like back in the days of Nineveh. Jonas, he just went out there. You're going under, whether you like it or not. And they would have gone under if they wanted to repent. But see, it's just the same thing today. We're sending out the warning, and it will come, and there's nobody that can stop it. It's just as sure as they got an appointment with the day of the Lord. It's just
that's
simple.
Right.
And they're going to bump right into it. And we're just doing our part. We're just warning, and we're just lawn mowers in the wilderness. That's why we're under attack, because the devil knows that we got the good, and he can't touch us because we're inside. You know, we're not outside where he can attack us. If we give up, he's out there to attack us. But see, we're inside that stream, and inside that stream, there's safety, there's joy unspeakable, full of glory, as long as we hold ourselves true and faithful to the things that God has called us to be. It's just that simple.
That's right. When like you were saying, as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, and when that judgment came, it was all of a sudden. Like Noah preached for 100 years, and they could not see what was happening right in front of them. Like the signs are usually around you when God's judgment is starting to come in. Like when you can see in the days of Jesus, when they rejected Jesus, judgment was sure to come, because Jesus warned his disciples about the destruction of Jerusalem, and it came. 69 AD came, and people are so oblivious to the signs around them, just like they were in Pompeii. They were totally oblivious about their environment. Like there was a scientist who saw strange things starting to happen, but they were totally clueless. Like they heard the rumbling and the smoke from the volcano, but it became a part of their everyday life, just like Noah when he was preaching. There's a flood coming, you know. After a while, it just became part of their everyday life. Oh, there's that crazy guy saying there's a flood coming. See, that's what happened in Pompeii. They heard it, and every day they saw it, but it became part of their life. Oh, that's just another rumbling going on, and they went about their daily life. But one day it came. And that's the same way that it's going to be here with the day of the Lord, because Jesus said it's going to come as a snare. It's going to come unexpected. That's how judgment comes, unexpected. And the day of the Lord is going to come. And like you were saying, when you calculate from October 15, 2021, you calculate 7 years, it comes to September 8, 2028. But when you calculate 75 days, you're going to come out to November, because you have to figure in November 22, 2028, that involves 75 days where the day of the Lord is going to hit for 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be the judging of the sheep and the goat people. So that's a 75-day period. Mm-hmm. that takes place after the 70th week of Daniel, those 7 years. That takes place before the millennium comes in. And everything is all calculated out when you will go to Acts chapter 1, when the disciples ask Jesus, will you at that time? See, you have to go to the scripture. The Antichrist is always wanting to take away from the picture that is in the Word of God. It says that the cutoff, when the Messiah will be cut off. The Messiah was cut off at 33 because it was hidden from them what was for their peace, because when they rejected Jesus, that was when they were cut off. That mm-hmm. was when that prophecy was cut off at the 69th week. And that was one more week left. The week of Daniel came in. And then October 15, 2021, that concluded that grace age period. And grace age for the Gentile was only given for 2 days, for 2,000 years. And then it's done. It's over with. And then God goes back to the Jewish people. That is what you're seeing now. That prophecy in Daniel 9 being fulfilled. And it's all has a time frame. Just like the week of Daniel is going 7 years, then there's a time frame for the day of the Lord, where the wrath of God, the wrath of the Lamb, of what the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes and he smites these wicked people with the sword that comes out of his mouth. That is judgment comes, and he's going, and then the wicked will be destroyed, and then he'll evolve into that millennial period, a 1,000-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, these things have a time frame. People think they just continue on like every day. It's not. God has a time frame for things, and there's a purpose behind it when he does something.
That's what we're trying to warn from the day of the Lord. We've mm-hmm. got it right down to the day, exactly when the day of the Lord will kick in, because it says, immediately after tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark, and the moon will not mm-hmm. give her light. Then shall they see the sign of the coming of the Lord. You know, the skies will open, the heavens will open, every eye shall see it, every tongue will confess, and everything will happen right in a split second. There Jesus will show up immediately after the tribulation of those days. When these days are numbered, when Satan is going to be tied down, that angel will come, and it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, the moon will not give her light, and all we're trying to do is prevent people to get themselves ready for the coming of the Lord, because it's going to happen just as sure as the scripture says, we're just going to gallop right into it, because his truth keeps marching on, and one day it'll bump right into the day of the Lord, and then the day of the Lord is 30 days. For 30 days, they'll say to the mountains, fall us, and to the rocks, cover us from him. That's coming with fury and with the day of the Lord. The mm-hmm. Bible talks about it. Ezekiel talked about it. Isaiah talked about it. Jeremiah talked about the day of the Lord, where his lips will tremble with fury. Nobody's ever seen the wrath of the Lamb. They've seen a little bit of it back in the days of when he took a cat of nine tails and upset the tables there in the temple. They've seen a little bit of the fury of the Lord, but they haven't seen the day of the Lord yet, where the planet and all creation, all the mountains will fall, and they'll say to the mountains, fall on us, the islands will be moved out of the sea, all the horror that you can imagine is just up the road, we're bumping right into it, and there's nobody that can stop it, and for 30 days this planet goes into a convulsion. And then once that's done, once the 30 days are done, then it goes on to 45 days, the separating of the goats and the sheep, like you were saying, the 75 days. And then after that, everything settles down, and the billy goats, they go into that lake of fire, and the sheep, they go into that millennial reign. And it is the entrance in that joy that's prepared for you before the foundation of the world, way back then when God himself a blueprint. And you and I, we just happen to tap in. That's why we're under attack 24/7. That's why these thugs come here trying to divert us. That's why the devil is using everything in his arsenal to try to divide us. But he can't do it because he wants us outside of that chamber. As long as we stay within the confines of that chamber, they can't do nothing. As long as we stay within that stream, Weisein and Strong, see, we're within that stream, and then there's our safety net, because we believe God sent the prophet to Daisy. We believe that prophet, that Brother Branham, he was the voice of that angel that Jesus said he's going to send. And all we're doing, we're holding on to the fort, holding on to the things that have been firmly established, and as long as we stay within these confines, we're not outside, we're inside. Out there is a deception of every description, but he can't do touch. He can't touch us the same way he couldn't touch Brother Jackson, because along Brother Jackson, he was that tool. The minute Brother Jackson goes off the scene, the Satan is right there with that Antichrist spirit, and what does he do? He catches Alan off guard, and he infuses Alan that we're in the third day and all that garbage, because as long as Brother Jackson was here, he couldn't come in, because Brother Jackson had a line on the truth. I know exactly what he was talking about, so he waited until Brother Jackson passes away, and there these antichrists come in. And the same thing today. He cannot enter in. As long as you and I do our part, as long as we're sober, we're vigilant, he cannot touch us. It's just impossible, because we're inside. We're not out there with the wolves and the whoremongers and the deceivers and all these slime bags that try to deceive us ever since Brother Jackson left the scene. We're holding on to the fort, and that's the mandate that the God of Heaven has given to you and I. And we gladly do it, because we've got no other job. We got nothing else to do. That's right. We do this. Amen. It's that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord. We know that day is coming, Lord, that day of the Lord, Lord, that Babylon is coming down, and all outside of that channel, Lord, there's that Babylon, and it says the inhabitants and the kings and nations have become drunk with that wine of her fornication, and that's what we see going on, that religious world out there, they're drunk with that wine of that religious fornication, Lord, and that's where inside those arena is where those dogs are, those sorcerers and those whoremongers and those murderers, adulterers, and whoever love it and make it a lie. And that's what falls out in that region of that Babylon that we see out there. But you have provided that channel, Lord, and we're ever so grateful, Lord, and we just want to let people know that there is a message for their safety, to believe in the message for the day and hour that you have provided. We just give you thanks, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.